Now, WGN Sports, here's Dave Ennett.
And we have some breaking sports from the Chicago Blackhawks this morning. And apparently, the word we're getting is that the Hawks are making a change in the head coaching position.
Yeah, Joel Quenneville.
Joel Quenneville is no longer the head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks. We've just gotten that word. And then
official statement from the team is coming as to why or what happened, yeah. Regardless of this start. Obviously, it doesn't seem to be related to this, so we don't know. We don't know anything other than that, but we do know that that Q is no longer the coach of the Blackhawks.
And as far as the rest of the coaching staff, we're trying to piece this together right now.
They're going to apparently platoon coach for a period of time, Kevin Dineen, and there are a couple other names that you'll know, but I don't know off the top of my head. But Kevin Dineen will share in the...
No, he was also let go.
Oh, he was let go?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Kevin Dineen was part of this. Okay,
yeah,
I believe.
So again, this is just right now developing, but again, Joel Quenneville out as head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks.
And there's no coach in waiting. There's nobody that's they're ready to announce today, and we don't know what happened or why this happened, but obviously it's big news.
Yeah, obviously when a team is struggling, and the Blackhawks, after missing the playoffs last year, and...
I don't want to be the one here.
Yes.
Steve, you say the name of the head coach, the new head coach. The last message there. Sorry.
Jeremy Colleton. But that's interim, right?
I was told that's the new head coach, so I don't know. The word interim wasn't used there.
All right, okay. So we are, again, this is just...
Kevin Dineen and Ulf Samuelson are also out. Okay. That was my mistake.
So coaching staff, do we know about... Well, let's put the pieces together, because this literally is just happening right now.
Yep.
But again, Joel Quenneville out as coach of the Blackhawks, and... we will continue to update the story and keep you posted on it as we get the developments.
Yeah, and call me a homer if you will, but let me just say this. This organization was rebuilt 10-plus years ago by making a lot of tough decisions and the right decisions at the right time, and this appears to be completely out of nowhere. I'm sure there's some sort of logical explanation to it that we'll hear.
Here is the official statement from the Blackhawks. They have relieved Joel Quenneville of his coaching duties. They've named Jeremy Colleton the head coach, 38th head coach in franchise history. They've named Barry Smith an assistant coach. They've also parted ways with assistant coaches Kevin Dineen and Ulf Samuelson. The rest of the coaching staff, and this is what I was wondering about, for instance, Jimmy Waite, the goaltending coach, apparently the rest of the coaching staff will remain with the team. Jeremy Colleton is just 33 years old. He's been coaching the Rockford Ice Hogs, the Blackhawks.
We talked to him, remember?
Minor league team.
Yeah, yeah, but this is why I use the word interim, but interim wasn't used by them.
Interim,
right?
Is not used in the release here.
Okay.
So, again, this is the official statement. Joel Quenneville, the second winningest head coach in Blackhawks history, and they... second winningest coach in National Hockey League history, as a matter of fact, and leaves with three Stanley Cup championships, one with the Blackhawks, and so now...
And the second largest number of wins in NHL history,
right,
behind
right.
Scotty Bowman.
Yep. Here is a statement from Rocky Wirtz. The Blackhawks front office has made a decision to release Joel Quenneville, doing so with my full support. As Blackhawks fans have seen over the last decade, this organization no longer shies away from making tough decisions or ones based on emotion. Those days are long behind us. Of course, Joel's was difficult, as it should have been. During his tenure as head coach, he brought the city and our fans three Stanley Cups and an incredible era of hockey. Blackhawks president and CEO John McDonough, quote, "This was an extremely difficult decision given our respect for Joel and all that he has brought to the Blackhawks the last 10 years. His leadership during three Stanley Cup championships speaks for itself, and there's no way to adequately express what he's meant to the organization." Stan Bowman issued a statement saying, "This is certainly a very difficult decision, but I believe it's in the best interests of the Blackhawks organization." So,
we can guess all day, and that's kind of what we'd have to do around here. But if you go back 10 years ago, Denny Savard was not having a lot of success as a coach of the Blackhawks, and they made a tough decision shortly after Rocky took over the team and McDonough came over to replace him with Joel Quenneville. That obviously worked out pretty well. I'm only speculating here. I have no knowledge of this, but I know how close Coach Q felt to his coaches and his coaching staff. And it's not completely out of pocket to think maybe the organization came to Q and said, these guys have to go, and he took a stand and said, then I'm gone too. That's just one option.
You're speculating here, though. So.
Well, that's common sense speculation. I don't have any knowledge of that other than that. Because in a world of why would Q be gone, I can't think of any other reason right now.
I think if you look at the statements that have been issued by Rocky Wirtz and John McDonough, I mean, let's face it, it's a results business. And the Blackhawks got swept in the playoffs 2 years ago, missed the playoffs last year, and they're trending down this year based on this, just the way it's gone. After a good start, things have not been going well lately. And the LA Kings fired their coach over the weekend. I think he was in his second year. And they've had, along with the Blackhawks, they've had a pretty good run of success. So
yeah, but this is Q. This is different.
I get it. Oh, I totally get it. And he's a guy who's adored by Hawks fans. And always will be.
Yeah, there's no question. And if he wants to work, he'll work again, certainly. So anyway, our best to Coach Q, too, because and Deneen and Samuelson as well, because, you know, obviously we're close to Coach. And when we get answers, we'll tell you what they are. But right now, that's all we know.
And we'll continue to follow the story. That's it for now. I'm Dave Enick, WGN Sports.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
We just want to spend a couple of minutes recapping the story that broke at the top of the hour, and that is that Coach Joel Quenneville is out, relieved of his duties as the head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks. Dave, beyond that, we don't know why now or why.
We don't have a word of the timing of it, other than if you look at the statements that were issued by Rocky Wirtz, John McDonough, and Stan Bowman, you get the feeling that this is strictly a results kind of a thing. I mean, the team has not been winning. And as Rocky Wirtz said in his statement, this organization no longer shies away from making tough decisions or ones based on emotion. John McDonough, the president and CEO of the Blackhawks, called it an extremely difficult decision. And Stan Bowman said something. He said, after much deliberation the last several days, we knew we had to make a change.
The idea of making a change in a coaching position is, you know, it goes hand in hand with sports. Mm-hmm. The idea of replacing a legend is a big deal. The idea of replacing a guy that brought three titles here is a big deal. Having said that, I'll stand by my original statement. This organization was rebuilt by the guys who made this decision. Mm-hmm. It could turn out to be right, could turn out to be wrong. But they made the decision, and they made the tough decisions early, and they've made tough decisions throughout. I don't like it. I don't like Q being gone, but their reasons for doing it and their handling of it, we're going to have to give it some room to see how it plays out.
I guess because we're close to it, and because we've known Joel and like him, and he's been a regular on the show, it's that much more stunning. But look, we talked earlier this morning before any of this happened, Steve, about the Cubs not talking contract with Joe Maddon, who won a World Series. The Bears fired Mike Ditka.
It's a tough gig.
Hire to be fired thing.
I'm sure Q will go on to be a legend elsewhere also, because I don't think he's going to stop coaching.
He could never work again. He's already there. He's a Hall of Famer.
I think he has that. He looks like he's got that look in his eyes that he needs to coach and win. And I'm sure in 2 years when the Hawks are winning another cup, we'll be like, Jeremy is the best.
Well, and there won't be any lack of suitors for Joel Quenneville, and he hits the open market. So.
I certainly hope he's not in the division. But good luck to Q, and good luck to our Blackhawks. Obviously, we've got a vested interest here, but as tight as we all are to this team, it's a tough day. It's a tough day over at the Madhouse. You got new news?
Well, no, I was just going to just elaborate. I know you got to get to Dean here. Just
I think first game is Thursday, so we'll see what changes.
Carolina. Yeah. Jeremy Culleton, just a quick note on him. Youngest head coach in the NHL at the moment, 33 years old. Keith Magnuson was 33 when he was head coach of the Blackhawks. He's been head coach at Rockford last season, and this season has had a great record there. And, of course, he's coached a lot of guys who are now skating for the Blackhawks.
He was a bit player in the NHL. He played a lot of minor league hockey, played overseas for a bit. Mm-hmm. But as you said, did a really nice job at Rockford, and now it gets his shot at the big time.
So a new voice in the room.
Yeah,
that's...
And, of course, I said this off the air, but, you know, the interesting thing is you got to make sure that the team reacts appropriately, and it's a team that has been composed of nothing but professionals at the highest level, mm-hmm. so a lot of this could fall on Taves and company.
He's younger than some of the guys who will now be coaching.
That's exactly right.
And the same age as some of the other veterans on this team.
Well, it makes you think of the head coach of the Rams. Isn't he 33?
Yeah, McVay. Yeah,
Sean
he's
McVay.
32, 33. Yeah.
Good luck, Q. Good luck, Blackhawks, as they go their separate ways. We're just as surprised as you are. We'll try to make sense of it as we learn more.